Welcome to Time with Baba, the Russian Hour Today Devotion Podcast. Today is November 7th, Thursday, 2019, day 310. Today's topic, Jesus is your sweetheart. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Baba. Today's four passages are Psalm 119, verses 129 to 136. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 43 to chapter 17, verse 24. Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1 to 13. Proverbs 27, verses 7 to 9. Today's main passage. Hebrews chapter 8, verses 8 to 11. But God found fault with the people and said, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they did not remain faithful to my covenant, and I turned away from them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will establish with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, 'Know the Lord,' because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today is Jesus is your sweetheart. What? Jesus is my sweetheart? Yes, this is how God wants to tell you. Tell all His children to you and me today through the message from the book of Hebrews. This is the difference of Old Testament and New Testament. Let's hear it again from Hebrews chapter 8, verses 8 to 11. But God found fault with the people and said, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they did not remain faithful to my covenant, and I turned away from them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will establish with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, "Know the Lord," because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. This is the meaning of Emmanuel, God with us, God in us, Jesus in our hearts. He is your sweetheart, and Jesus is the sweetheart of your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren. Jesus is the sweetheart of the 3 to 4 generations of disciples you are going to raise up. Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, help us to be able to experience that Jesus is our sweetheart, and that we can lead more people who also can experience Jesus is their sweetheart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to experience that Jesus is your sweetheart and that you can lead more people who also can experience Jesus is their sweetheart? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.